like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 200 times Durood Sharif upon me on Friday, these 200 years sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest viewers of Madin Channel, welcome back to this wonderful series named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle. And in this great series so far, we've learned about intention, we've learned about relationship with the Quran, we learned about how we can live our life the Sunnah way. And today is a very, very special and a unique topic, and it is everything revolving around two words. Alhamdulillah. The art of gratitude in Islam. Firstly, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our nourisher, our sustainer, our provider, our caretaker, the Lord of the entire universe, that Zat, that Lord who created us as Muslims, who made us among the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who made us among those people who celebrate Milad, and who made us among those people who show gratitude, who are grateful to the bounties given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who show gratitude to what Allah has given them. Thank you, Allah, for giving us what you have given us. Many people say Alhamdulillah, but very few understand that what does it demand from them. Everyone is saying Alhamdulillah, 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 ala ihsanihi, etc. But what is demanding from us? In Islam, gratitude is not a feeling. It is not politeness. It is not something we can say only when life is comfortable. Shukr, gratification, is an act of ibadat. It is an act of worship, subhanallah. And ingratitude is not a small weakness. It is a serious spiritual failure. Allah Azza wa Jal has given the person so much, yet he is unable to show gratitude to that Lord who gave him everything. Allah does not need our gratitude. Honestly, Allah does not need our gratitude. We need gratitude to protect our iman, to protect our hearts, and to protect the blessings we already have. Today we are speaking about the art of gratitude in Islam and how gratitude controls increase protection and deprivation or deprivation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, la in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna 'adhabi lashadid. If you thank me, then I shall most definitely grant you more. What's this? The Holy Quran, words of Allah Almighty. What is He saying and giving us guarantee? That if you thank me, then I shall most definitely grant you more. And if you are ungrateful, then in my punishment is severe. He does not say when I give you more, then be grateful. He says, if you thank me, I will increase for you. He's not saying that if I give you a lot, then be thankful. If I give you less, don't be thankful. No. Allah is teaching us that no matter what Allah gives you, one car, two cars, three cars, four cars, no cars, doesn't matter. Whatever Allah gives you, if you are grateful for it, Allah will give you more. And this is direct guarantee from the Holy Quran. Gratitude is not a reaction. It's not just Alhamdulillah. Oh, Alhamdulillah. No. Gratitude is a condition. If you want more for what Allah gave you, be grateful to Allah. Allah will give you more. So easy. Ya Allah, you gave me such a beautiful house. Such a beautiful car. Be thankful. Thank you Allah for giving me. Allah will give you another house. Allah will give you another car. Allah wants, Allah will grant you more children. It is something to be grateful about. Allah does not specify what He will increase. Sometimes wealth increases. I want this rule to be embedded in our life, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Whatever Allah gave you, be thankful for it. Allah will give you more. Not necessarily of the same thing. He will give you whatever He wants, but will give you an increment. Look here. Sometimes wealth increases. Sometimes peace increases. We don't have money. Example. Yet there is so much of peace and harmony in our life that we earn enough to just go through this life, but there's so much of peace and happiness in our life. Why? Because you made shukr to Allah for the little that He gave you. Allah gave you peace and harmony. Sometimes barakah enters a small amount. Sometimes hardship remains, but patience and strength increases. You made shukr to Allah. Allah inflicted you with difficulty to make you patient and to make you strong. There is still something from Allah. Which means that ungratefulness leads to punishment. On one side, we becoming grateful to everything that Allah gave us. And He is giving us more because we are grateful. But the moment you become ungrateful, it is a warning. Allah's punishment is severe. Which means ingratitude is not just a neutral thing. It is dangerous. Now, to understand this properly, listen to the wisdom of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. What does Sayyidina Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu say? What he said? He said, a man was blessed with magnificent wealth of the world. And then he lost it all. He was left with nothing except a mat to lie on. Yet he continued to praise Allah Jalla Shanahu. Another wealthy man said to him, now what are you thanking Allah for? He replied, I thank Allah for the blessings that I would not get even for the price of all the wealth of the world. The man asked, what is that? He replied, do you not see your eyes, your tongue, your hands, and your feet? This is true gratitude. Most people think gratitude only exists when wealth exists. But the people of Iman understand that some blessings cannot be bought. No matter how rich a person is, eyes that see, a tongue that remembers, hands that function, feet that carry you. If Allah takes even one of these, I want to say it again. This must be instilled in our hearts. If Allah takes even one of these blessings away, no amount of money can buy it back. Allah says, tells us about reality. And this should shake us. Allah says, and few among my people are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who His bondsmen are. And they are those who are grateful to Allah's name. And Allah is saying here that few among my people are grateful. Allah does not say many, Allah says few. So many, countless of Muslims in this dunya. Yet there are only few people who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone enjoys blessings. Few recognize the giver. I hope this is understandable. Everyone enjoys blessings. Few recognize the giver. We always look at the bounties and the blessings that we have, but we forget the one that gave it to us. Allahu Akbar. People breathe without gratitude. This breath that I took in, for us to understand, this is from Allah. I thank Allah, Alhamdulillah, thank you, Ya Allah, that I was able to breathe in. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, what if I was unable to breathe out? I would immediately have perished. Ya Allah, breathe in, breathe out. Ya Allah, thank you for letting me breathe in and breathe out. every single split second, millisecond, millionth of a millisecond, we should thank Allah. Because even if one of our nervous system or our inside where our veins, it stops a little bit functioning, the blood circulation stops from somewhere, or whatever, heart stops beating or for a few seconds, whatever, something, you will die. Your body will get damaged, your arms can become damaged, your tissues inside can get damaged, your liver, your lungs, your organs, everything can become destroyed. But Allah still kept us intact like this for so long since birth. People eat without gratitude. They eat but forget the one who fed. They drink but forget the one who gave them to drink. They wear clothes and forget the one who clothed them. They wake up with iman without gratitude. Why? Why comes the question? Because gratitude requires awareness. Gratitude requires humility. Gratitude requires discipline. Gratitude crushes the ego. We forget to be grateful to Allah. Why? Gratitude needs awareness. You need to be aware of the giver to become grateful of the giver. It forces a person to admit that I did not earn this. I was given this. And ego hates that truth. The one who has pride cannot be grateful. The one who has ego cannot be grateful. Remove the ego from your heart and you'll become the most grateful person among all the grateful people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah clarifies something very important. He says, Anishkur lillah. Wa man yashkur fa innama yashkuru li nafsihi. Show gratitude to Allah. Whosoever expresses gratitude, so he expresses gratitude for himself. Gratitude does not benefit Allah. I'm going to say it again. Gratitude does not benefit Allah. Allah is complete. Allah is independent. Allah does not need us. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Allah doesn't need our gratification. Allah does not need our praise. Allah does not need anything from us. Gratitude benefits you. A grateful heart is protected by envy. A grateful heart survives hardship. A grateful heart remains content even when circumstances are tight. Gratitude may not change your situation immediately, but it changes you and that changes everything. It is the mindset. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّا أَمْرَهُ كُلَّ خَيْرٍ وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Subhanallah. How amazing is the affair of the believer. Everything is good for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. That how amazing is the affair of the believer. Iman wale, O believers, O the people of Iman. Everything is good for him. This is not for everyone. This is only for the believer. If blessings reaches him, he is grateful. And that is good for him. If hardship reaches him, he is patient. And that is good for him. The believer never loses. Blessing becomes gratitude. Trial becomes patience. Both are worship. A believer who only thanks Allah in ease but complains in hardship has misunderstood Iman. To be complete with Iman, you need to be grateful with the bounties of Allah and you need to be patient upon the infliction, the problems and the trials that Allah tests you. Everything in the dunya is a test. We just need to know how to pass it. And how can we pass it? By being grateful for what we have. By being content with what we have. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani Rahtala Ali narrates that a person once asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim Rahtala Ali, O Abu Hazim, how should I show thanks for my eyes? He replied, if you see something good, publicize it. And if you see something bad, then conceal it. He asked, how should I show thanks for my ears? He replied, if you hear something good, remember it. And if you hear something bad, conceal it. He asked, how should I show thanks for the hands? He replied, do not use them to obtain anything unlawful and do not hold them back from fulfilling the rights of Allah. He asked, how should I show thanks for the abdomen? He replied that it contains lawful food in its lower portion and knowledge in its upper portion. He asked, how should I show thanks for the private parts? He replied by reciting the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And who guard their private parts, private organs, except from their wives or those under lawful bond. Whoever seeks beyond that has crossed the limits. Then he was asked, how should I show thanks for the feet? He replied, if you see a living person you are envious of, then use your feet to act like him in goodness. And if you see a dead person whose actions you dislike, then stop your feet from walking towards evil. Then he said, whoever gives verbal thanks only and does not show gratitude with the rest of his body is like a person who owns a cloth but never wears it. It cannot protect him from heat, cold, rain or snow. He just owns it but is not using it. He's stingy. Be grateful for what you have with your words and your actions. Ya Allah, thank you for giving me a car, but you don't use it. You just keep it and you hide it from the people. No. Any bounty you've been given, publicize it, show it to the people. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, you gave me such a beautiful car. Ya Allah, I'm going to show what you gave me as a thank you and a reminder to the people that I am grateful to Allah. Allah will give me more. You should be thankful to Allah and Allah will give you more as well. This is complete shukr. The Holy Prophet showed us gratitude through action. He would stand in night prayer until his feet swelled. Allahu Akbar. When he asked why, he said, should I not be a grateful servant? Gratitude is not words alone. Gratitude is obedience. You don't just be thankful with your mouth and let it be. No. Allah gave you hands, use those hands to help people. That's gratitude. Allah gave you eyes, read the Holy Quran, look at the Quran, look at Madini Sharif, look at the Kaaba, that is blessing, that is gratitude. Allah give you ears, listen to the recording, listen to the Quran, listen to Hadith Tayyiba, listen to Nate Pak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is gratitude. Use your hands to feed people, use your feet to walk towards the masjid, towards, make the wa'af. That is all gratitude in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Every single thing is made easy for a believer. We just need to know how to use our organs properly. How can we show great gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we use Allah's blessing correctly, and if we thank Him sincerely, then it is hoped from the mercy of Allah that He will continue to increase His blessings for us. But if we benefit from His blessings and still complain and remain ungrateful, then Allah becomes displeased and we may be deprived of those blessings. Allah has granted us countless of blessings. Allah gave us a brain. Allah gave us a tongue that we can use to speak. Allah gave us the power of voice, the strength to perform salah on our own without help, the power to perform wudu on our own. What else do we want to be grateful for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before this human intellect will not understand. Thou cannot comprehend or understand how much of blessings Allah gave us. How? Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. Allah Azza wa Jal, I got a car, I got a house, I got a family, I got children. That's it, Ya Allah. Bas, you only gave me that. Allahu Akbar, Allah gave you hands, Allah gave you feet, Allah gave you eyes, Allah gave you ears, Allah gave you mouth, Allah gave you heart, Allah gave you organs, Allah gave you liver, Allah gave you everything. Allah gave you a brain, Allah gave you eyes, Allah gave you, for example, I'm wearing glasses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to purchase these glasses so that I can see properly. That is still gratitude. My eyes have become weak. This is a a reflective example that I want to give using myself an example. My eyes have become weak. Without these glasses, I cannot see. But Ya Allah, you made my hearing strong. Ya Allah, you made my hands function. You made me walk without needing anyone's help, Ya Allah. Thank you, Ya Allah. I know, Ya Allah, I have glasses, my eyes are weak, but Ya Allah, thank you for everything else. Thank you for letting me even be in this dunya so that I can be among the beloveds and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single thing you can make shukr about. Be sitting in front of that TV and watching this beautiful channel, Madani channel. Grateful, be grateful to Allah. Allah gave you the wealth to purchase the TV, the phone, the computer, the laptop, to watch deen things. Every second you're watching, you're getting deen. Grateful, thank you to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really make us among those people who are grateful to Him. And may we really become abdan shakura. May we become that slave who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah azza wa jal, I ask you to grant us tawfiq to become among abdan shakura. And may we always be grateful to Allah for every small thing that we have. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Tide the skies that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Tide the skies that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.